Heyo, welcome to another exciting episode of the K-Road Chronicle podcast. Now, a few issues back, we did a story with Mickey on being a 501, and that's not a pair of jeans. That's, of course, a
are a pair of jeans.
They are a pair of jeans, but you're not a pair of jeans. You're a 501, as referred to by our expat Kiwis back in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So, Mickey, you didn't even know you were a Kiwi.
No, I didn't even know how to spell Pukekohe. Yeah.
That's where you're born, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then as an infant you went to Aussie.
3 months old.
3 months old, right. So
I got criminalised fucking in Australia. I'm not New Zealand's problem.
That's the argument.
8 years later I'm fucking still here.
Yeah, where would you go?
Well, they're not going to have me back. They fucking said 99 years.
So what was the deal? What happened? What led to your extradition?
Oh, I beat a few cases and fucking lost a few. Fucking 8.2 kilos of weed and 70,000 that I couldn't account for.
Cash.
Something like that, yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. And you shot at a helicopter, is that right?
Allegedly. Allegedly. You know, fucking... Where I live in Northern New South Wales, back of Byron Bay, fucking... We grow a lot of weed. It's got the hippie culture from back in the 70s, you know, where... All that shit, and I just listened to the old people on how to do this, how to do that, and it fucking manifested its way from there to fucking doing 10 pounds at a time up the Gold Coast, yeah?
That's a lot of weed, man.
Nah, that was just fucking one trip, but... yeah?
Yeah, so this sounds like a pretty big operation. I mean, were you growing it in the bush? Were you growing it in hydroponics?
Both. I got in more trouble for stealing electricity than fucking having houses full of dope.
Right, so you get arrested.
Yep.
And you get chucked inside.
Yeah, and I'm a typical fucking crim. Not guilty the whole fucking way. So I was on remand and I was hoping that, you know, I'd push remand out and out and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd go for sentencing and bang, fucking time served. See you later, mate. But fucking, the gavel fucking dropped. I had 2 more weeks to go. And I knew immigration were going to get me, yeah? Because, fucking, yeah, they'd sent me a couple of letters here and there. Fuck, what am I supposed to say, yeah? Some of the lads, they didn't even get a fucking letter in the mail, yeah?
You're saying the guys are doing it pretty tough when they come over here. Like, I'm hearing stories about people that are, you know, the families are torn apart.
Yeah, man, fuck. You know, I signed up to being a crim, but the people that love me didn't sign up for me. Yeah, like fuck, it killed my mother. She died not long after I fucking signed the dotted line and come to fucking Aotearoa. Yeah, and you know she. She had cancer and shit. I wasn't able to be there for her.
That must really hurt.
Fucking hurt, bro. I mean, it. Not only the hurt, it's the trauma of being fucking cast away from a country that you fucking sang their anthem and fucking you thought you were Australian.
You served for the military over there.
Yeah, this and that, yeah. But what do you get for that? I mean, fucking Afghanistan, still Afghanistan, yeah? Like, yeah, fuck. you know, I thought, hey, I did something, you know, I made it better. And all I wanted was fucking just simple shit. Fucking girls to be able to go to school and get an education.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
Nah, none that I fucking put my hand up to, no. Yeah. But a lot of the lads do. And they really struggle. You know, it's a fucking, it's traumatic, man, to be picked up and placed somewhere else. When I get people saying to me, oh, I would have loved a fucking airfare somewhere else and $5,000. I said, I would have fucking loved it too.
Yeah, because that's a common misconception. People think you're dumped here with some money in your pocket.
No, I got out of Australian handcuffs, straight into Auckland handcuffs. As soon as I passed through immigration, man, then they took me down the fucking dungeon, fucking fingerprint, DNA, fucking retina, all that shit, yeah?
Mm.
And I haven't committed a crime in this country, yeah? But no, you're on a roux, he said. I said, fucking, what did you say? A roux, a returning offender's order.
Right.
Okay, so some lads, they get fucking 2 years parole. Some lads get no parole. It don't make no fucking sense.
Mm.
But hey, it is what it is.
But like, even before you were deported, you spent quite a considerable time incarcerated, yeah?
More than I care to admit.
Right, yeah. So then they come and grab you from the prison?
No, well, I'm northern New South Wales, so basically I'm Queensland.
Yeah.
Right on the border there. Yeah. And the boys ask me, you know, oh, is the South Island a fucking a state? I'm like, oh, no, it's not like Aussie. You can't just jump the fucking border and you've got a clean skin, you know? And they're like, what the fuck? I said, everything, you know, like, fucking going to the district court, you know, is you got local court in Aussie and district court and fucking high court, Supreme Court, all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to go to the district in Australia, it means the least you're going to get is 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, so you never want to end up in the district court.
Right.
Yeah, you want to keep it in local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just played the game. But
so how much money did you land with?
Fuck all or nothing. They gave me $100.
Mm.
Yeah. This is while the fucking Kiwi coppers are putting fucking cuffs on me. I'm like, fucking, if I knew would have known now, I would have fucking squeezed them for a lot more, yeah?
Mm, mm.
But they drug me out, yeah? Fucking on tranquilizers and shit to make you manageable or, yeah, whatever they fucking call it. But, yeah, that yeah. And so I was manageable till I fucking got here. Yeah, fucking first one on the plane, last one off. Yeah, but now they bring in Conair. Yeah, and that was back when I was there. Fucking, that was just going to Christmas Island shit. Yeah.
Christmas Island, that's where they have detained the refugees, isn't it?
Nah, you got Christmas Island. It doesn't sound Nauru.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not very jolly.
Oh, duty-free, that's about as jolly as it gets, mate. Fucking tax-free, mate. You get smokes for fucking fuck all or nothing, yeah. But they only take the young fucking fit lads, yeah? And I always whinge and fucking keep on pop, 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 you know? So you have to go through the clinic and that.
Yeah.
And I was telling all the boys, you know, fuck, man. This the fucking federal shit, yeah, federal government shit. Mm. These guys have got a fucking purse that don't fall out, yeah?
Mm.
I said, get your fucking teeth done, get everything done, yeah? Keep on booking appointments, yeah? So you won't be moved to Christmas Island. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. Didn't work out that way.
Ah, fuck. You know, you win some, you lose some.
So you're back in New Zealand. You're in police New Zealand police custody now. They process you, do all that bullshit. And then that, will they, like, book you into a hotel or they...
Nah. I said, oi, fuck. I said, please don't bring me in a marked police car. So I have to get out the back, yeah?
Mm.
Fucking jump out in front of everyone, you know, police car, and then walk away. No, the police car is supposed to take you away. You don't get out the back and fucking walk away. Right. Yeah? So it's sending the wrong message. Yeah? And I said,
ruining your reputation on the road.
Yeah. I said, fuck, man. Anything but, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'd rather come on the back of a horse and fucking just a sleigh, man. Drag that cunt down the road. But, yeah, they fucking... They put me in a marked police car. They took me to fucking Fort Street. And dumped me at a fucking Nomads. Fucking, I had 9 days paid accommodation care of fucking the Australian Immigration Service. I didn't even last 4 days. You? Didn't even last 4 days. And I said, fuck. I said, can't you just give me... And I come out my room and I run into another lad that I'd done a lot of jail with, fucking here and there, yeah. And he goes, I knew you were around here, cunt. And I'm like, yeah, bro, fucking let's go. And he said, oh, have a smoke of this shit. And I fucking had one toke of the fucking joint, and I'm like, bah, that ain't weed, my brother. Oh, yeah, so good, so. Oh, my God. And then I went into a panic. Started panicking. Yeah.
It's awful, okay. Actually.
I forgot. I'm walking around, okay? I forgot that I even been deported, yeah? I was walking around down the bottom, and I fucking grabbed this guy in his blazer, he shit himself, some businessman. I said, this part of Sydney looks unfamiliar to me. And he started looking at me really strangely, and I said, well, fucking how lost am I? And he said, real lost. I said, fuck, man, just tell me where I am. He said, Auckland. And then I remembered. Yeah, fuck. And that hurt.
What's your integration been like to New Zealand? I mean, how did you navigate social services, housing, you know? I mean, because you spend a bit of time on the street too, yeah?
Yeah. Not on the street, you know, a fucking... A bandos, yeah? Bandos, we call them, back in Australia. Bandos. But I'd never had to live in a squat or be in a squat ever in my life. But here, yeah, man, I had a squat. Me and my fucking Togo at the fucking squat made streeties pay to live there and shit. Just fucking madness, yeah? But thank fuck I'm out of that, yeah?
I remember last time we spoke, you had some nice words to say about, was it Auckland City Mission or LifeWise that were a big help?
Ah, yeah, man. These fucking services, fuck, man. They're absolute linchpin of fucking the people that slip through the cracks, yeah? Like, you know, when I got off the plane, I had PARs and all that, but PARs are overwhelmed. And then they
now, for those that aren't, that's the pathways, the prison rehabilitation
service.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you come out of prison. They're the helpers that they give you.
Yeah.
But then they were chucking us 501s on top of their already. Yeah. They couldn't even fucking do their caseload, and then they got us bastards, yeah?
Yeah.
And shout out to Sally at PARS. Oh, he's a good woman.
Cheers, Sally. So what's life like for you now? I mean, you've been here back now...
8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
And, yeah, you know, you're still really kind of in that recovery mode, aren't you?
Do you really ever get over being traumatised?
Good point.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just something that you get better at dealing with. Yeah. It's never really gone.
Mm. You were saying, like, we're on our walk down to the studio in the Lim Chor food court, that a lot of the younger guys, you know, they really, really struggle, and, like, a couple of them wound up being killed by...
fucking... I'd just like to say, fella Toy Tatui, rest in peace, my brother. Fucking armed defenders fucking shooting us, yeah?
Mm.
As soon as they know you're a 501, you're fucked, yeah? You're fucked. So the statistics are like 9 out of 10 of us are imprisoned within 2 years of getting here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fucking a lot of the younger fellas, they're fucking... I have a hard enough time dealing with it myself, but when I... Fuck, if I was in my early 20s, it would have fucked me right up, yeah? And that's... I just want to give the lads some hope, and the lasses, you know? Fucking deporting women and then leaving their kids to fucking... What, child services? Shit.
Mm. How have you been treated by the social services here, like Work and Income, for example, or Housing New Zealand?
It's in this country, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
I'd say it's not what you know, it's who you blow.
No, well, fuck, man. I can't give this woman enough fucking praise, but I won't say her name, yeah?
Mm.
She's a fucking great woman. At Wynn's on Queen Street, see me at my worst.
Mm.
Yeah. See me at my best and all in between, yeah. And she addresses me by my first name, which is nice, you know. Yeah. You know, no one calls me that except my mother, you know, and she's dead and gone.
Yeah.
She died while I was over here, so.
And you couldn't even go back for the funeral?
No, my mother ain't one for that shit, yeah?
Mm.
Funerals are for the living, yeah? I'll be dead, I don't give a fuck. I can still remember old mummy saying that, mummy dearest.
What was your childhood like?
Fucking delightful, man. Yeah. I grew up in Brisbane, Queensland, fucking... mangoes and banana trees and fucking trampolines and fucking swimming in the river, catching bull sharks, fucking all that shit, yeah? I loved it. It couldn't have been any more idyllic, yeah? Yeah. And then a boarding school, yeah, like... yeah, and I got a great education. I got given the fucking, the proverbial silver spoon in the fucking mouth, they would say, yeah? But I am what I am, yeah? Mm. And it wasn't a waste of money, yeah?
And how's life now?
Fucking distant.
Mm.
Distant, yeah? I haven't spoken to my brother.
Yeah.
My little brother, you know, I'm the oldest. My little brother, I haven't spoken to him. I haven't met my nephew, who's named after me. I haven't met my niece. I haven't met any of those cunts, you know?
Mm.
And that's all got to do with fucking hereditary shit.
Yeah,
and money, basically. It comes down to money. And so it's like I'm dead over here, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
Did you have family here that you might have reconnected with?
What, with that big dark cloud over my fucking head? No one wants me, you know? Yeah. I'm like a fish, yeah? I stink after 2 days. They want to get rid of me. So who wants to be where you're not wanted?
True. Do you feel at home, though? I mean, this is your nation as much as it's my nation. I mean, do you feel a sense of pride when you know,
now I do.
Who do you support when the All Blacks play the Kangaroos?
Well, fuck, mate. I'm fucked, you know. Fucking mum's South African, yeah. Fucking dad's a Kiwi. Fucking I'm Aussie, yeah, fuck. Tri-Nation, fucking, as long as one of those ones win, I don't give a fuck.
Well, as long as I've known you, Mickey, you've always had a great attitude, always had a really positive spin on things, great fashion sense, you know, just, you walk to the beat of your own drum, but you're also out there, I see you, you know, you're supporting the other 501s, you've really become quite a character of Karangahape Road, really. I mean, you know, you always got a smile for everybody or a compliment for the ladies.
Fucking oaf. Shout out to the ladies there, mate. Shout out to the ladies. Yeah, they deserve more compliments than they get in this fucking country. But, yeah, I can handle, you know, God forbid, if I was deported here when I was 22, I would be just like the lads, yeah? Just always in jail, always got the jewellery around my fucking ankles, yeah?
What's your advice for anybody landing in New Zealand that, you know, is a new deportee trying to find their feet?
Fucking sink or swim, man. Fuck, it's different here.
Yeah.
It's grittier. Yeah, like Sydney doesn't stop, but here it seems to be lethargic. Yeah, lethargy induced fucking K Road. They said, go to K Road, it's like the cross. I got up here, I said, this ain't the cross's asshole. Yeah, fucking hell.
What would be your main difference between Kiwis and Aussies?
There is no fucking difference.
Oh, come on, there is a difference.
Yeah, fucking spot the difference, yeah? Fucking, where I grew up is 60% fucking Kiwi, yeah, Queensland is. Yeah, there's 60% New Zealand passport holders.
Right.
And that's what they do. And this is the back door to fucking Australia, so you get a, you know, like, all the nurses are leaving to Australia and shit. Nah, fuck off, man. They got their shit overseas. They just use this as a stepping stone to Aussie, yeah? And thank fuck for that. And all my whānau in Aussie, I fucking wish you the best. Even though they don't wish me fucking shit.
Hey, look, thanks, Mickey, for coming on the show. Look, before we start winding down, just a quick shout out to my sponsors, Saloon Bar, The White Lady, the Cairo Business Association. Hey, look, if you do like what we're doing and you can afford, you know, to spot us a coffee, then go to buymeacoffee.com/Cairo Chronicle, or you can...
Just don't mention my name.
Don't mention Mickey's name. Or on Spotify, once again, Patreon /Cairo Chronicle. Although you can get a course of the podcast on Spotify and all major outlets. Mickey, if there was one thing you could have done differently, what would it have been?
Fucking to get out of those cuffs and jump out the fucking door. Over and out.
Yeah. Good advice. Look,
don't let anyone put cuffs on you even for fun, yeah, because it's no fun.
All right. Well, with that, I guess that pretty much, unless you're
going to... That's
all she said. Thanks very much, mate. It's been a privilege. And
Thank you, Six.
Bye. Too much. Thank you. Too much.